started discussing yesterday some of the Dinei Avelos that apply to Tisha B'Av, these halachas that are mentioned in the Braisa and the Flamid. I'd like to take a break from those halachas that are actually mentioned in the Braisa and talk about a different custom. A custom that we have on Tisha B'Av as well. This is the minig to sit on the floor, Yeshiva al Gabi Karka. This doesn't appear in the Braisa, but rather it finds its source in a Hagos Maimini at the end of Hilchos Tainios, talking about Minhagei Tisha B'Av. The Hagos Maimini is on page 1 of the packet 7. He says, V'nira l'maram, he says that the Maram Rudenberg commented that Minagat Sarfatim Shen Yoshim al Saf Solim al Kolayom at Filas Amincha, the Ha'ovel Kol Zayin Ayomim Eino Leishevel al Gabi Karka. Marami Rutenberg explained that the minig of the Tsarfatim, the Frenchman, French minig, the minig of the Tsarfatim is not to sit on chairs or stools until the time of Minchan Tisha B'Av, because in Ovel, the entire Zayin Yamim throughout Shiva doesn't sit on anything but the floor. He's Yoshev al Gabi Karka, and Ovel is Yoshev al Gabi Karka. Marami Rutenberg quotes from the Tsarfatim that they have a minig that also on Tisha B'Av, the Yoshev al Gabi Karka, so they don't sit on the Safsalim until Minchat time. What's interesting about this Marami Rutenberg is that at first glance, if the Maram is comparing to Ovel, so just like Ovel, there's a halacha that an Ovel throughout Shiva doesn't sit on chairs, he's Yoshiva Gabi Karka. So too, presumably, since all the Dini Avelos of Shiva apply the entire day of Tisha B'Av, certainly the halachas that we've discussed in the Braisa, the Yisr Sicha, the Yisr Rechitza, Nilas HaSandal, Tashmish Amita, these are all the Yisrim that apply throughout the day of Tisha B'Av. So why should Yeshiva al Gabi Karka be any different? The Maram himself says that the minig of the Tzafatim is to be Yoshiva Gabi Karka, not to sit on Safsalim until Tfilas Mincha. What does Tfilas Mincha have to do with anything? You're splitting the day in half? Why should that be true? If for the other Dini Avelos, we find that these Nihugim of Avelos apply the entire day of Tisha B'Av, just like for an Ovel they apply throughout Shiva. So too, the din of Yeshiva al Gabi Karka should also apply the entire day of Tisha B'Av. Why should we say that it only applies until Mincha? And even according to the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch modifies this halacha a little bit. The Shulchan Aruch does paskin this minig that the Marami Rutenberg quotes. This is in Siman Tovkuf Nun Tes Siv Gimel. He says, Leil Tisha B'Av Yomo Yoshim Veisakneses Loretz Atfilas Amincha. And the Ramah modifies a little bit. The Ramah says, Achshav Nagu Leishav Al Safsaleh Miyad Achash Yotzu Miveisakneses Shachris. The Ramah says that our minig is immediately after we leave shul on Tisha B'Av day, we do sit on the on chairs. But he does say, Marichim Mimakinos Ad Ma'ak Kodav Chatzos. We try to lengthen the kinos a little bit until before Chatzos. And as the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Yud Beis explains, that right after we leave shul, there's an old minig to go to the Beis HaKfaros. So between saying kinos and going to the Beis HaKfaros, it'll be Chatzos, and then it's mutter to sit on the chair. So the impression you get is that according to the Ramah, either we stop sitting on the floor after kinos, or maybe we stop sitting on the floor at Chatzos, and we try to arrange it so that we finish all of our activities, saying kinos and going to the Beis HaKfaros at Chatzos, and then we sit on a chair after Chatzos. So according to the Mechaber, the minig is until Mincha time, we sit on the floor, and according to the Ramah, the minig is until Chatzos. But either way, we're splitting the day in half. Tisha B'Av is being split in half. How could that be? If the Marami Rutenberg explains the minig as an offshoot of Dinei Shiva, that just like an Ovel during Shiva is Yoshiva Gabi Karka, so to on Tisha B'Av we Yoshiva Gabi Karka. So just like for an Ovel, it applies throughout Shiva. L'chora, this Din Avela should apply throughout Tisha B'Av, just like all the other Din Avelas that the Braisa mentions, the Chamisha Inuyim, and the Yisr of Talmud Torah, and Shelas Shalom, etc. Why is Yeshiva Gabi Karka different? The Vilna Gaon, in his comments to the Bir Agra in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Kuf Nun Tes, explains that Yeshiva Gabi Karka might be different, because the Din of Yeshiva Gabi Karka on Tisha B'Av is just a minig b'yalma. It's not me'ikar adin. It's only a minig b'yalma. How does the Gra know this? The Gra on page... Actually, this is not in the packet. Somehow it didn't make it. The Gra in Sifkot and Yud, where in some versions there are no Sifkot in the Bira Gra, but on this Sif in Shulchan Aruch, Tokuf Nun Tes, Sif Gimel, the Gra says, look, we know this, Mahogos Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in the Mishnah, whether there's a Chiyuv Kfiyas Amita or not, and we pass like the Chachamim, the Rabbi Yehuda, that there's no Chiyuv Kfiyas Amita. So it says the Gra, the din of yeshiva al gabi karka and the chiv of kfiyas amita go hand in hand. So it must be that me'ikra din is no din of yeshiva gabi karka on Tisha B'Av either. Because we paskin like the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda that there's no chiv of kfiyas amita on Tisha B'Av. We don't do kfiyas amita anyway. Even someone who's an Avil Tok Shiva will not do kfiyas amita. But at the time of the Gemara, they still did kfiyas amita. But nevertheless, the Chachamim hold that there's no kfiyas amita on Tisha B'Av. So therefore, the Gra claims me'ikra din, there should be no din of yeshiva gabi karka either. So the whole minig to have yeshiva gabi karka on Tisha B'Av, that's just a minig bi'alma. It says the Gra from minhagim. We can split the day. From Minhagim, we can be more makel to say that this minhag only applies to Mincha, it only applies until Chatzos. Moshe Lekach, a different Gra. The Gaon in the Bira Agra in Siman Tovkov Nun Hei, Sivkot and Bei, is talking about the Issa to wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av. We know there's an old minhag not to wear tefillin for Shachris, but for Mincha, we do put on our tefillin. That seems to be a little bit strange as well. And Ovel Toch Shiva does wear tefillin. There's an old minig as well, that an Ovel on the first day of Shiva does not wear tefillin. We'll have to discuss that. Maybe we'll compare Ovel to Tishba, try to figure out what's going on. But most of Shiva, the Ovel is wearing tefillin. So why suddenly on Tisha B'Av we don't wear tefillin in the beginning of the day, then we wear tefillin at the end of the day? Technically speaking, the Ovel could wear tefillin through most of Shiva. In fact, some Rishonim assume that Tisha B'Av is like an Ovel after the first 3 days of Shiva. So, Lechora, if you want to compare Tisha B'Av to an Ovel after the first 3 days of Shiva, just like an Ovel after the first 3 days wears tefillin, on Tisha B'Av we should wear tefillin as well. What kind of an idea is this, that we don't wear tefillin for half the day, then the second half of the day we do put it on? What's going on? So the Gra there explains as well that the reason why we don't wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av is just a minig b'yalma. It's not a real Isser. Since even if we're all Avelim, but it's not more than Avelim after the first 3 days, then there really should be no Isser of Tefillin. So he says, based on a Medrash, the Pasuk in Eicha says, Hishlich Mishamayim Eret Feres Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the Teferes Yisrael, the beauty of Klal Yisrael was, so to speak, thrown from Shemayim. He destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Teferes Yisrael, Tefillin are called Pe'er. So Teferes Yisrael, the beauty of Klal Yisrael is the Tefillin. So, based on a minig from this pasuk, Teferes Yisrael, Hishlich Mishamayim Eretz, Teferes Yisrael, is an old minig not to wear tefillin. So, since it's only a minig, says the Gra, the minig only applies for the first part of the day. For Mincha, already you can wear tefillin. So, similarly, the Vilna Gaon here says that the din of Yeshiva Gabi Karka on Tisha B'Av only applies the first part of the day because it's only a minig b'yalma. Me'ikra din it doesn't apply because we pass like the Chachamim, the Rebbe Yehuda, that there's no chiyuv of kriyas amita on Tisha B'Av. So that's why it only applies for the first half of the day, but the second half of the day there's no din of yeshiva gabi karka. This is how the Gra explains the minhag HaTzofatin. The reason why we split in terms of yeshiva gabi karka between the first half of Tisha B'Av and the second is because it's only a minhag b'yalma, it's not me'ikar ad-din. It's not like the din of an ovel that he's yoshiva gabi karka. This must only be a minhag b'yalma, says the Gra, because there's no chiv of kfiyas amita on Tisha B'Av. We pass like the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda. Interesting. He's assuming the Machlokas of Yehuda and Chachamim is relating to Tisha B'Av, not to the Suda Mafsekes, as we discussed at great length. So he says, since we pass like the Chacham Derbi Yehuda that there's no Chiv of Kriyas Amita, Memela, the din of Yeshiva Gabi Karka must only be a minig. That's why it only applies the first half of the day, not the second. This comment of the Vilna Gaon is very difficult at first glance. The raya that the Vilna Gaon gives that Yeshiva Gabi Karka is only a minig is from the fact that we pass like the Chacham Derbi Yehuda that there's no din of Kriyas Amita on Tisha B'Av. Why should we necessarily connect Kfiyas Amita to Yeshiva Gabi Karka? Are these two inyanim related? There is some kind of a connection to them. Kfiyas Amita means to overturn the bed, to sit on the Mita Kfuya. Yeshiva Gabi Karka is also an issue of sitting. But at first glance, they're not really related. And Ovel might be Chayev in both. Medina de Gemara is Chayev in Kfiyas Amita, he's Yeshiva Gabi Karka. But are these two related? Because there's Kfiyas Amita, that's why the Ovel is Yeshiva Gabi Karka? Doesn't seem like that. What's the marker that an Ovel has to be Yoshiva Gabi Karka during Shiva? So that's what the Tur quotes. I asked you to look at the Tur because it's not so clear from the Gemara. All the Rishonim have different Girsos in the Gemara. This memory that the Tur quotes actually doesn't appear in the Gemara in Morikotin. It's related to a Gemara Daf Chav Zayin, but it's not really in the Gemara. So the best place to look is the Tur because he combines all the different memories. The Tur in page 2 in Simen Shin Pei Zayin in Yeridei in Elchas Avelos. He says, "Kol ayom in a yoshiva filu al mita kfuya el al gabi karka." An ovel doesn't even sit on a mita kfuya the entire day. He sleeps on a midah kfuya, but he's yoshev al gabei karka. V'chayna menachem and yoshev and imo al gabei karka. D'amar Rav Yehuda amarav, minayin lovel shen arashoy leishev al gabei mamita el al gabei haoretz, v'dechsiv v'yeshvu ito laoretz. When the Menachemim came, when Eov's friends came to be Menachem him, so they sat with him on the ground. So Rav says, based on that, you see that the novel has to sit on the ground. V'yama Rav Yehuda amar Shmuel minayin lemenachem shem arashoyin leishev al gabei mamita, d'chsiv v'yeshvu ito laoretz. Shmuel adds on. He says, not only does the Yovel have to sit on the ground, but the Menachemim also sit on the ground. So, Vayeshvu Ito La'aret seems to be the mokar that both the Menachemim and the Yovel have a chiyuv to be Yoshev Agabe Karka. What's the mokar that an Ovel has to be Kofa Mitasa? That's a Gemara in Moy Cotton. Not based on Vayeshvu Ito La'aret. It's a different Pasuk. Gemara in Moy Cotton on Tezvav and Aleph going on to the Yomid Beis. Gemara says, "The Tani Bar Kapora, the Musdiyukni Nosati Bohenu Bavonoseim Hafachti Akfumitoseim Olea." Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol says that I put my Musdiyukni, I put the Tzelem Elokim in a person, and through the Averos of Basav Adam, Misa was Niknas. Hakadosh Baruch Hu goes a Misa on the world because of Averos and Chatoim. So he says, "Turn over the bed." Turn over the bed on the Demuz Diyukni, on the Tzelem Elokim, that was overturned as a result of Misa. There is a Tzelem Elokim that exists in a person, and through the Misa, the Tzelem Elokim, so to speak, is being overturned, it's being done away with. So, Kfumi Tosean Aleha, turn over their beds on that Tzelem Elokim to demonstrate that you understand that the Tzelem Elokim is being overturned. Interesting idea. What does Kfiya Samita have to do with the Tzelem Elokim being overturned? So some claim that, I think the Chasam Sofer says like this, that the bed is the sirser, the bed is the agent, it's the emissary, it's the intermediary that produces a Tzelem Elokim. So when a husband and wife are together in bed, so that produces the Tzelem Elokim. So that's the means for producing the Tzelem Elokim. So when someone, Nebuch, passes away, so we turn over the bed to demonstrate that the Tzelem Elokim has been overturned, it has been done away with, so to speak. This is not the mokar that is a chiyuv to be yoshev al gabei karka. The chiyuv to be yoshev al gabei karka vayeshvu ito la'aretz. That's a different pasuk, different context. So for the Gra to compare the union of kfiyas hamita to yeshiva gabei karka and to say, well, the concept of yeshiva gabei karka and Tisha B'Av must only be a minig b'yama, because after all, since the chacham and the Rabbi Yehuda paskin, there's no kfiyas hamita on Tisha B'Av, and kfiyas hamita goes with yeshiva gabei karka. Yeshiva gabei karka me'ikra din must not apply either. So it's only a minig b'yama. Who connects the two? The reality is, the makar, even for an avel, the din of yeshiva gabei karka and kfiyas hamita for an avel tok shiva, are not derived from the same psukim. So why does the Gra compare the two? It's a very strange idea. In fact, this is further implied by the Shach. The Shach in Yeradei, and Simin Shin Pei Zayin, Sivkot and Aleph says, the reality is that it's also for an avel to sit on a chair during shiva. He has to be yeshiva gabei karka, even though the din of kfiyas hamita doesn't apply to zman hazeh. We have different beds, so the whole idea of kfiyas hamita, the poskim say, doesn't really apply. They had beds that had ropes in them, so you could turn over the bed, put the mattress or the box spring, whatever, on top of the ropes, and you could sleep that way. But with our beds, it just wouldn't work properly. So we don't have a kfiyas hamita b'zman hazeh. So says the Shach, even though kfiyas hamita doesn't apply, but the din of yeshiva gabei karka does apply. So don't you see the two are not related? If the two would be related, if one is dependent on the other, so if there's no kfiyas hamita, there shouldn't be yeshiva gabei karka either. So, you see, not only do they not have the same mokar, but they don't even apply in the same way. Kfiyas hamita doesn't apply b'zman hazeh, but the din yeshiva gabei karka does apply. So how do we understand this minhag of the tzafatim, Danny?
I was just going to ask, I think based on the Shach, it sounds like he has this havamina that they should be the same, but maybe there's some special.
You're saying because technically kfiyas hamita can't apply, so that's why yeshiva gabei karka doesn't apply.
Yeah, but
really, they should be connected to each other. Interesting. Okay, interesting. I saw Rabbi Willig in his first volume on Brochus that he has a kuntris on Hilchos Avelus at the end. Rabbi Willig there in his sefer, he points out that if you look at the Marami Rutenberg and the Hilchos Smochus, the origin of Marami Rutenberg's biurim to different minhagim. That's a sefer on Hilchas Avelis. Hilchas Smachas is a euphemism. So if you look in the Marami Rutenberg sefer on Hilchas Avelis, called Hilchas Smachas and Simen Nun Dalid, maybe we can better understand what the Marami Rutenberg had in mind. Not necessarily the way that the Hagos Maimoni quotes the Marami Rutenberg. Maybe we can give a different understanding to this Maram. the Maran in the Hilchos Smachos writes in the end of Siman Nun Dalet, "V'nira da'ari dafka kasha hamanachem in etzlam edechsev ayeshu ito la'aretz." He says he thinks the din of Yeshiva Gavikaka only applies during the time of Nicham Avelum and the Menachemim Abai the Ovel. What does the Pasuk say? That the Menachemim, that Eov's friends, were sitting with Eov, Ayeshvu Yito La'oretz. They sat with him on the ground. So the Maram suggests that maybe this whole idea of Yeshiva Gabekaka for the Ovel only applies B'Shas Nicham Avelum. It's not that there's an Isser for the Ovel to sit on anything but the Karka, to sit on a Safsal, to sit on a chair. No, it's that it's part of Dinei Nicham Avelim, that when the Menachemim come, the Menachemim and the Ovel have to sit together on the ground. They both have to sit in a different way than they ordinarily sit. They don't sit on chairs, they sit in some other way. They sit on the ground together. So it's Midinei Nicham Avelim. It's almost like it's a mitzvah saseh. It's a positive to the Avelis. Right? It's a kiyum in the Avelis. It's not an Isser Avelis, it's a kiyum Avelis. That part of Nicham Avelim is that the Ovel and the Menachemim have to sit together on the ground. So Rabbi Willig suggested that based on this, we can give a different explanation to the Maram, not like the Gra, similar to the Gra, but a little bit different. Agreeing with the Gra that the reason why Yeshiva Gavikaka only applies to half the day is because it's only a minig b'yalma. But not like what the Gra says. The reason why Yeshiva Gavikaka is only a minig is because since there's no chiv of Kfiyas Amita, and Yeshiva Gavikaka goes hand in hand with Kfiyas Amita, so Yeshiva Gavikaka also must only be a minig. No, it's that if you understand like the Maram in the Hilchos Smachos, that the din of Yeshiva Gabekaka is not an Isser. It's not that there's an Isser to sit on a chair, but rather there's a Kiyum Avelis, a positive Kiyum Avelis, and sitting on the Karka B'Shas Nicham Avelim. So then we can understand, because Abraisan Daf Lamed and Taina says, Kol Mitzvah Sanogos Ba'Avel, Nogos B'Tishabav. Mitzvah Sanogos Ba'Avel. What does it mean, Mitzvah Sanogos Ba'Avel? What kind of mitzvahs? All mitzvahs? The Rosh is careful to point out that this Braisa implies that only mitzvahs los asay of Avelis. Only mitzvahs lo tasei of Shiva apply to Tisha B'Av. Look at all the examples. Rechitza and Sicha, Nila, Sasandal, and Tashra Shamita, and Talmud Torah, these are all mitzvahs lo tasei. The Rosh and Siman Lamed Zayin, which we'll get to in Mitzvah Shem next week. The Rosh says that from this Braisa, it's implied that those mitzvahs that are Nogos Ba'avel, that means mitzvahs lo tasei Ba'avel are Noeg on Tisha B'Av. The mitzvahs asei, Me'ikar Adin, don't apply to Tisha B'Av. Only the mitzvahs lo tasei apply to Tisha B'Av. So maybe that's the point. If we understand Yeshiva Gabikarka as a special halacha that applies to Nicham Avelim, so then it's not an issa for an Avel to sit on a chair. It's that there's a Kiyum Avelus to sit on the floor. So if there's a Kiyum Avelus, something positive to sit on the floor. So positive things, Me'ikra Adin, don't apply. Positive things of an Avel don't apply to Tisha B'Av. Only the negatives, only the Yisurim apply to Tisha B'Av. So if Me'ikra Adin, the positives don't apply to Tisha B'Av, so obviously the Din Yeshiva Gabikarka must only be a minig. If it's only a minute, then we can understand why it only applies to the first half of the day, not to the second. So what comes out is that the Gra's understanding within the Maram is actually correct. The Marami Rutenberg was Taka assuming it's only a minute. Aye, but he compares to an Ovel. Maybe he's just saying, in general, we know that an Ovel, Tok Shiva, sits on the floor. But he doesn't mean Me'ikar Adin, there's this din of Yeshiva Al-Gabikaka even on Tishabav. So the Gra is right that the Marami Rutenberg only applied the din of Yeshiva Al-Gabikaka based on a minig. He only assumed that it's a minig to sit on the karka on Tisha B'Av. But not for the reason of the Gra, not because Kfiyas Hamita doesn't apply to Tisha B'Av, but rather because if you understand, like the Maram himself writes in the Maseches Smachos, that Yeshiva Gabikarka is a kiyum b'shas nicham aveilim, so then Me'ikra Adin, this halacha shouldn't apply to Tisha B'Av anyway, because we find only mitzvahs lo tasei of an avel tok shiva apply to Tisha B'Av. So if only mitzvahs lo tasei apply, not mitzvahs say, not positives, not kiyumim in the shiva apply to Tisha B'Av, so then it must only be a minig. If it's only a minig, then we can understand why it'll only apply half a day. Rabbi Willig goes further, though. He says we can do even better than that. According to this Maram, what emerges is that Yeshiva Gabikarka is a kiyum in Nicham Avelim. So he says if it's a kiyum in Nicham Avelim, then we can understand why it can only apply on Tisha B'Av before Chatzos. In fact, maybe it should only apply when we're saying Kinos. Because maybe we can suggest that when is the time of Nicham Avelim, the comparative time, if we're going to correlate Tisha B'Av to Shiva, so there has to be some kind of Nicham Avelim. When is the Nicham Avelim? Mm-hmm. Rabbi Willig suggests maybe that's the time when we're saying Kinos. That's when everyone is sitting together on the floor. So if that's the only time everyone is sitting together, so maybe B'Shas Kinos, we should look at it as though that's like Avelim B'Shas Nichum, That's like a nicham avelim. We're sitting on the floor, we're being menachem each other for the churban beis hamikdash. So therefore, that's why Taka was supposed to sit on the floor. We can't sit together on chairs and be menachem each other because b'shas nicham avelim, there's this din that the avel and the menachem have to be yoshev agabi karka. Just one second. There's this halacha that the menachem and the avel have to be yoshev agabi karka. So if we assume that b'shas kinos were sitting together, that's the time of nicham avelim. So where do we have to sit? Not on a chair. We have to sit agabi karka. Rabbi Willig adds that based on this yesod, what should come out is that if they finish kinos early, before chatzos, there's no need to sit on the floor. People go home and often they don't know what to do. You know, in the morning when the women and the children are home or other people are home, so they take off the cushions from the couches so that people are sitting low. They're not sitting on the regular couch. They sit on the floor a little bit. They say some kinos. They daven shacharis. So when the husband comes home from shul, or when other people come home from shul, or the women come home from shul, so the question often comes up, well, what should we do? Should we take off the cushions? We put the cushions back on? What's going on? So many people are not sure what to do. Rabbi Willig thought that maybe if you assume that the purpose of sitting on the floor is because the Ovel and the Menachem have to sit together on the floor, it's a kiyum in Nicham Avelim, so maybe it should only apply when people are saying kinos. So if you go home and you continue saying kinos, they finished early in shul, you're going to say kinos at home, so then you should sit on the floor. But if you finish kinos in shul and you're not going to say more kinos, then there are other things to take care of. So who says that you have to sit on the floor? Similarly, maybe Tisha B'Av night. What happens Tisha B'Av night? You're going to say kinos by day, but you finish the kinos of the night. You daven marav and you said eicha and you said kinos, and now you come home. Do you have to sit on the floor? Rabbi Willig thought that maybe you shouldn't have to sit on the floor. Maybe there should be no reason to sit on the floor, because the only time to sit on the floor is b'shas kinos. But once you finish the kinos, that's not a shas nicham avelim, so maybe there's no reason to sit on the floor. It's interesting from the Mishnah Berurah that we quoted before. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Beis, in explaining the minig of the Ramah, the way the Ramah understands the minig of the Tzafatim, that until they leave the shul, they're still sitting on the floor, but after they leave the shul, then one can already sit on a chair. But the way that the Mishnah Berurah is explaining is, no, it's, they say kinos, and then they go to the Beis HaKfaros, so benkach uvenkach, it'll be nimshach ad chatzos, and then it's mutter to sit on a chair. From the Mishnah Berurah, you get the impression that one is not allowed to sit on the chair until after chatzos. According to Rabbi Willig's approach, there's nothing to do with chatzos. It's not a halacha mosh misina that chatzos is something special on Tisha B'Av. It's that after kinos, there's no nicham avelim, so that's why you can get off the floor. So mistame, if a person finished kinos, even if he's not going to go to the Beis HaKfaros, let's say he's a kohen, he's not going to go to the Beis HaKfaros. So they finished kinos. He said all the kinos in shul. He said the kinos fast. So he could say other things, but the reality is he's not going to say kinos anymore. So if he's not saying kinos, according to Rabbi Willig, he could sit on a chair. There's no need to sit on the floor because it's a special halacha in the nicham avelim of Tisha B'Av, the nicham avelim of the kinos. Rav Sternbach I saw in his Mo'adim Uzmanim adds on another nafkamina. This is in Mo'adim Uzmanim, Chelek Hesim and Shin Mem Aleph. He says, if you assume that Yeshiva Gabi Karka and Tisha B'Av is related to the nicham avelim and the time of saying kinos, and it's a kiyum in nicham avelim, that it's not an issa for the Ovel to sit on a chair, but it's a kiyum that the Ovel should sit on the floor together with the menachamim. So it should come out that a person should bedafka sit on the floor when he's saying kinos. There are some people who get get leg pains as they're saying kinos, so they stand up a little bit while they're saying kinos. Rav Sternbach suggests that according to this idea, maybe that's inappropriate. A person should dafka sit during kinos because it's a kiyum of nicham avelim. It's a kiyum to sit on the floor. So the best thing to do is, if you go to a kinos that's being explained, so when the Rav is explaining the kinos, then you should stand up. Stand up for the couple of minutes that the Rav is explaining the kinos, then sit down to say the kinos again. When you're saying the kinos, you should be sitting down. You should be sitting down because it's a kiyum in the nicham avelim. So all of these nafkamina relate to this question. They come out of this understanding that if you take Rabbi Willig's, Rav Sternbach's understanding, at least Rav Sternbach's first understanding, he changes a little bit, but at least in the beginning of the Simen, if you assume that the idea of Yeshiva Gabi Karka relates to the Nicham Avelim of saying kinos, that when everyone is sitting together, that's viewed like a Nicham Avelim, so then Mestamet only applies B'Shas Kinos, as opposed to Tisha B'Av night after kinos, as opposed to after kinos and Tisha B'Av day before Chatzos. But on the other hand, since it's a kiyum, your bedafka should be sitting during kinos. You shouldn't be standing because you should try to chapara in that kiyum of nicham avelim as well. Danny.
This is a zman nechama during shacharis and arvis. Then shouldn't we say
Oh, so we're going to get to that. Yeah, that's the only problem with this approach. But this is the first approach that has been suggested, and there's what to say that maybe the staka is correct. There are points that we can make. There are disagreements. There are different questions that we can have. But this is certainly one approach. Yes.
So if it's all based on everybody sitting together and being nichum aveilim, so when you go home, let's say you finish kinos and shul, but you go home and you want to say more kinos. So you're not sitting with anybody else.
Right.
You'll be sitting on the floor in your house by yourself. So should you be sitting on the floor because you're not with anybody else? Not nichum aveilim anymore.
Right. So technically speaking, only if you have more than one person, probably we would look at it as a nichum aveilim. But I guess that's the point that the minhag developed, that when you say kinos, so kinos is like a nichum aveilim, maybe expressing. I mean, some of the kinos do express some kind of nechama, so you could say that the kinos are like a nechama. So whenever a person is saying the kinos, whether he's with other people or not with other people, certainly if he's with other people, there's more of a kiyum of nichum aveilim. There's no question about that. It would seem a little bit strange to say kinos at home and not to be sitting,
right,
not to be sitting on the floor. So I think the idea is kach noagu, that when you say kinos, we treat that as a nichum aveilim, even if there's no person with you. The kinos themselves are going to be menachem you in some way. I don't know. That's a little too much. Yeah, technically speaking, you're right. If you're not sitting with someone else, what kind of nichum aveilim is that? But if there are other people around, what, you're sitting alone in your own apartment, maybe it's better not to do that. Maybe it's better, until chatzos, to be sitting and saying kinos in some public areas that people see that you're saying kinos. Maybe that's called a nechama. Maybe people will join you. What's difficult with this approach, as Danny pointed out, is that there really is a nechama b'shas kinos, so why don't we say nachem? I think most of us feel that the ikka nechama of Tisha B'Av occurs b'shas mincha, when we say the tefillah of nachem as part of the Shmona Esrei. So how can we suggest that it's an eis nechama on Tisha B'Av in the morning? That seems to be a little bit strange. To say that the minhag of the Tzarfatim to be yoshev agabei karka only in the morning is because that's the time of nichum aveilim. It's strange. First of all, we don't say nachem in the morning. And secondly, nichum aveilim applies throughout Shiva. So you'll say that Tisha B'Av, the time of nichum aveilim is really in the morning. We're knowing all of the dinim of Shiva throughout the day of Tisha B'Av, but the nichum aveilim is only in the morning. A little bit strange to say that. If all the halachas of Shiva applying throughout Tisha B'Av, Mustava, there should be some kind of nichum aveilim throughout the day. Why should we only have nichum aveilim in the morning? We only have nichum aveilim after. We have nichum aveilim in the morning and nothing afterwards. And bechlal, don't we say the tefillah of nachem b'shas mincha? So presumably the nachama really is b'shas mincha. So the Rav suggested a different approach. The Rav suggested that maybe we can understand the minhag of the Tzarfatim a little bit differently. This is published in the Shiurei Harav in Simen Chof Zayin. The Rav suggested that maybe the reason why we're Yoshev Agabei Karka at nighttime of Tisha B'Av and in the morning is not because we're Aveilim Hashas Nechama. Fakert, we're Onanim. We're Onanim on the Churban Beis HaMikdash, just like Mesa Mutal Lefanov, until Mincha time. That's the pshat. That all of Klal Yisrael, so to speak, both in Maariv of Tisha B'Av, at the night of Tisha B'Av, and in the morning of Tisha B'Av, they're viewed as Onanim on the Churban. They're viewed as Mesa Mutal Lefanov on the Churban. And when Mesa Mutal Lefanov, someone who's an Onain, he sits on the karka, he sits on the ground. This is what the Beis Yosef in Yerodeah Simen Shin Mem Aleph writes, that an Onan has to sit on the ground based on the idea that the Mishnah in the third parak of Bracha says that one of the halachas of an Onain is that he's Eino Mesa V'Ochel. He doesn't lean when he eats. They used to have a minhag that they would eat Beheseba. An Onan doesn't eat Beheseba. Why doesn't he recline? He doesn't lean. Because he's supposed to show a certain shiflus. He's supposed to stay focused on the kvura of his mace, and he's supposed to show a certain lowly behavior. So in a similar way, the Ramban, the Tur quotes from the Ramban, that an Onan sits on the floor for the same reason, just like he's Eino Mesa, he sits on the floor. So maybe that's the idea. Maybe it's not that we're Aveilim Mishas Nechama at the time of Kinos, but rather we're owning him on the Churban B'Shas, the saying of the Kinos and the reciting of Eicha. So that's why we sit on the ground. Not B'Toras Avelus, but B'Toras Aninus, B'Toras Mesa Mutal Lefanov. So it would come out fascinating. According to this idea of the Rav, what comes out is that the second pshat that we quoted from the Chumash Hadesh, that the Suda Masekes is a Sudas Aninus, it's not just a Suda Shvala, but it's a Sudas Aninus, there's a Kiyam Avelus in the Suda, that we have a din of Mesa Mutal Lefanov from the Suda Masekes, that apparently is extending until after the time of Kinos, until the time that we say Nachem, B'Shas Mincha. So that's an extension from the Suda Masekes until the the end of the first half of Tisha B'Av that were viewed as onanim on the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and then we switch gears. Then we're transformed into Avelim on the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and that's how we get it. We get off from the floor. We get up from the floor, and we're noeg dinei Shiva, but we're not noeg dinei onan. This would help us explain a number of other halachas as well. Tefillin. We'll talk about tefillin at greater length next week in Mitzvah Hashem. But what's the meaning not to wear tefillin in the morning? The Rosh discusses there are certain kulas that we have in the Avelis of Tisha B'Av. It would appear that even if there are dinim of Shiva, but it's only Shiva after the first 3 days of Shiva. There are certain halachas that were more lenient after the first 3 days of Shiva. So what's strange is that, as I mentioned earlier, there's no issur of tefillin for an Avel Tov Shiva. After a day or so, the Avel does wear tefillin. Question had a cheshbon a day. It's not for now. But there's no question that an Avel does wear tefillin during Shiva. So why should there be an issur to wear tefillin in the morning of Tisha B'Av? Why don't we wear tefillin? I don't know if I would say an issur, a minig not to wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av morning. So one could suggest, maybe the reason why we don't wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av morning is not b'toras aveilus, rather b'toras aninus. We know that an onen is potter mikol mitzvah samores b'torah. He doesn't wear tefillin. He's potter mikriyashma, mitfilah, mitfilah, mikol mitzvah samores b'torah. So maybe the reason why we're not wearing tefillin in Tisha B'Av morning is not b'toras aveilus, it's b'toras aninus. It's b'toras mesa mutal lefanof. This would help explain why there's an old minig not to do malach on Tisha B'Av before chatzos. We discussed this already. The Mishnah Psachim, the Bar Tanura. What does the Bar Tanura say? The meaning not to do malacha on Tisha B'Av before Chatzos is so that there won't be a Hesach Hadas from the Avelis of the Churban. That's a very strange svara to give. We know that an Avel is not allowed to do malacha during Shiva either. That's not based on Hesach Hadas from Avelis. That's a Gemara Mori Katan. The Gemara Mori Katan on Dav Tezvav Amibay says that an Avel can't do malacha because the Pasuk says, Ve'afachta chageichem le'evel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he's going to transform your chag, your yomtif, into an Avel. Machag asa b'malacha, af Avel asa b'malacha. Shiva is like Chag. Chag is a 7-day period. We're talking about Sukkot, let's say. So Machag asa b'malacha, af Avel asa b'malacha. And Avel is compared to Chag. No mention of Hesach Hadas from Avelis. So why suddenly when it comes to the Avelis of Tisha B'Av, we're concerned about Hesach Hadas? When it comes to an Avel Tov Shiva, we're not concerned with Hesach Hadas. So you could say simply that we're more concerned about Hesach Hadas when it comes to Avelis Yeshana, because it's an old Avelis that we're so used to, so we're afraid that maybe a person's not going to take it as seriously. But based on what we're suggesting now, you could give a totally different interpretation for this minik. What the Bar Tanura might have in mind is that before Chatzos, it's not that we're Avelim on the Churban Beis HaMikdash, we're viewed as Onanim on the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and the din is that an Onan doesn't do a lot of things because we want him to stay focused on the Kvura. He's also Bebasa V'Yayin. And Avel is Mutar B'Basav Yayin. Why is an Onan also B'Basav Yayin? Because we're afraid. Shema Yimoshech Achar Tavaso. Maybe he'll be Nimshach after the B'Basav Yayin. He'll forget. He won't deal with the Nifter appropriately. So there's no mace. When it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, the Tisha B'Av, there is no mace. But it's the same idea. We want you to stay focused on the Churban Beis HaMikdash. We want you to stay focused on the quote-unquote mace over here, on the loss that we've experienced. So in order to stay focused on that loss, there's a minig, not a halacha, but a minig, not to do malacha on Tisha B'Av before Chatzos, because we're owning him on the Churban Beis HaMikdash before Chatzos. It's not a din avelis, it's a din of mesa mutal lefanav, it's a din aninus not to do malacha before Chatzos on Tisha B'Av. This yesod of the Rav actually is echoed by the Rishonim. There's a question that the Rosh already asked. The question was sort of implied by Danny. Right, the Rosh at the end of Siman Lamed Daled asks, Kol Yomai Tamati, all of my days, I always wondered, why do we only have a minig to say Nachem by Tfilas Mincha on Tisha B'Av and not for the other Tfilos? You know that whenever we mention something special in the Shemona Esrei, whether it's Yalav Yavo, or whether it's Alanisim, or whether it's Aneinu, we'd mention it in all of the tefillah, so we should mention it. Aneinu could be an exception, right? We talked about why that's an exception. So whenever there's something special to mention in the Shemona Esrei, we do so in all of the tefillah. So the Rosh asks, why when it comes to Nachem on Tisha B'Av, we don't mention it in all of the tefillah? We only say it B'Shas Mincha. And he leaves it at Tzarchi and he doesn't answer. He doesn't answer. It's interesting, the Lecha Mishnah in Hilchos Tainios in Perakei Halacha Yud is Medayik from the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah. that from the Rambam you get the impression that you should say Nachem in all the Tfilos of Tisha B'Av. The Lechem Mishnah is Medayek from the Rambam. That's the Lechem Mishnah in Tainios Perakei Halacha Yud, the end of Halacha Yud. But the Beis Yosef on the tour in Simetavkov Nun Zayin quotes the Machlokas in the Gaonim about this. Some Gaonim say you should say it in all the Tfilos, some say not. So we paskin like Rav Sajigon that we only say Nachem by Mincha. Why? Why is that true? So the Beis Yosef quotes the Tshuva from the Ritva. The Ritva says, you know why you only say Nachem on Tishuva B'Shas Mincha? That's because Be'arvis V'Shachrish U'Kemis Shemesu Mutlafanav Eino B'Nachama Omim Rachem U'Lemincha Omim Nachem Shadama L'Mishenik B'Mesa. The Ritva says that the difference between Tishuva until Mincha and Tishuva after Mincha is because Tishuva before Mincha it's like Mesa Mutlafanav. Tisha B'Av after Mincha, it's like Nikbar Mesa, that's Shas Nechama. So earlier, before Mincha, we say Rachem in Shemona Esrei, and later, meaning B'Shas Mincha, we say Nachem. That's not our Minig. Our Minig is to say Nachem B'Shas Mincha. We don't say anything Arvis V'Shachar, so that's what the Bach says. The Bach explains that some Kadmonim have a Kabbalah that Dafke you say Nachem B'Mincha, and Arvis V'Shachar you say nothing. So that's exactly the point. And he says, for the same reason, the Bach echoes the same sentiment as the Ritva. He says that we're B'Shas Nechama only at Mincha time, and earlier, it's not B'Shas Nechama. It's like Mesem Mutlafanav. So therefore, it doesn't make any sense to say Nachem. So this is Beferish. This explicitly echoes the Rav's sentiment that maybe we look at it as though Klal Yisrael is like Mesem Mutlafanav until Mincha time. They're not b'shas nechamas. That's why we don't say nachem. We dafka say nachem b'shas mincha because that's when the nechama begins. And this is also implied by the Masecha Sofrim. The Masecha Sofrim in Perek Yud Ches Halacha Zayin says v'yeshem anichnas haTorah lakarka batifa shchara va'omer nafla teres roshenu. Some people on Tisha B'Av they put the Sefer Torah on the floor. I guess in some machubadik way, but they wrap it in a black wrapping. They say Nafla Teres Roshenu, the crown of our head has fallen. Umaspidim Kadam Shemesam Mutal Lefanav, and they make Hespedim like someone who's Mesam Mutal Lefanav, like an Onain. V'yeshi Meshanan Es Mekomen, some change their place. V'yeshi Yardim Misaf Saleim Lamata, some leave the chair. They go down from the chair. They sit on the floor. V'kula Mispalshin Be'ofar, and they Be'efer, and they all roll in the dirt, the dust. Ve'enam imshalom zelazek kol alayla v'chol ayom at sheyashlimu ha'am kinoseim at sheyashlimu ha'am kinoseim. And they don't say shalom. They don't. There's no sheila shalom one to another the entire day, the entire night until they finish the kinos. What's the Masecha Sofrim saying? B'shas when they say kinos, everyone is like k'misha meisam utlafanav. They leave the chairs, they're maspid like a mesa mutlafanav, and they leave the chairs, they sit on the floor. That's exactly what the Rav was saying. That the minhag to be Yoshev HaGavikarka is not because of Nicham Avelim, it's because it's like mesa mutlafanav. Like the Ritva says, we don't say Nachem in the morning because it's mesa mutlafanav. We don't say Nachem at night, it's mesa mutlafanav. Only B'Shas Mincha are we B'Shas Nechama. So this is a totally different interpretation of the din of Yeshiva Gavikarka, the minig of Yeshiva Gavikarka. It's not even a minig anymore. Now it'll turn out to be a halacha. If we assume that our status is like an onain, like Mesa Mutlafanov until Shas Mincha, so then Medina we should sit on the ground. It's not just a minig bialma. Medina we should sit on the ground. Not because of Nicham Avelim. Fakir is the exact opposite. It's Mesa Mutlafanov. Yoshiva Gabekarka, just like a no-name, is no Mesiv, he has to be Yoshiva Gabekarka to show shiflus, to show some kind of lowly stature, or maybe to keep him focused on the Kvura, that there shouldn't be a Hesachadas from the Avelus of the Churban. Totally different approach. So according to that, Mistama, even after you finish Kinos, the Din of Mesa Mutlafanov still applies. The Din of Mesa Mutlafanov is over only when you say Nachem. You can only say Nachem B'Shas Mincha. You can't have Mincha before Chatzos. So l'chor, whether you're saying Kinos or not, you should be sitting on the floor. It's not a halacha in Kinos. It's a halacha in it not being a Shas Nechama. If it's still Meso Mutlafanav, so then it's not a Shas Nechama. A person has to sit on the floor. So the Stamba, according to this approach, at night after Kinos, one should sit on the floor. Not go home and sit on a chair. If you finish Kinos earlier on Tisha B'Av day, before Chatzos, until Chatzos, you have to sit on the floor, because this is not, we're not assuming Yeshiva Gabekarka is based on Nicham Avelim, but rather it's based on the fact that we're Mesa Mutlafanav, the din of meisa mutl lefanav will apply until Shas Mincha, when we can say Nachem. And Shas Mincha doesn't kick in until Chatzos, until maybe half an hour after Chatzos. Chatzos Meikar, then you can daven Mincha at Chatzos. It's just for technical reasons. We don't exactly know when Chatzos is, so that's why we don't daven Mincha. They only brought the Tumid half an hour after Chatzos, because they weren't so sure, for those who were in the Shir last year. So the Shas Mincha really is only until Chatzos, is only after Chatzos. But until Chatzos, you can't sit on a chair. You'd have to sit on the floor. There's one sticking point to this approach of the Rav. The Rav can hide behind the Ritva and the Masechah Sofrim. He's not standing alone. But there's one sticking point. And that is, when we talked about whether the Sudam of Sekes is like a Dinaninos, or just like a Sudas Rishus that has certain limitations, we said that the Machlogos Tanoim, Machlogos Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, whether Kfiyas Hamita applies to the Sudam of Sekes, the machlokas where the Dini Avelis apply to the Sudam of Sekes, that is lechora dependent on the position of the Rambam. That if you assume b'shas aninus, none of the Hilchas Avelis apply, like the Rambam says, the Rambam assumes that until k'shas kvura, there's no Hilchas Avelis. So then we can understand why the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim has to be talking about the Sudam of Sekes and not Tisha B'Av. How can this machlokas, the Chachamim, say that there's no kviyas hamita? And the Yerushalmi explains that the Chachamim hold that it's like Mesa Mutlafanav. So what time period are we talking about? So the Brisker Rav suggested, according to the Rambam, we're talking obviously about the Sudam of Sekes, not Tisha B'Av, because on Tisha B'Av we know that Hilchas Avelis apply. So how could the Chachamim say that it's like Mesa Mutlafanav on Tisha B'Av if Hilchas Avelis apply? We know, according to the Rambam, that when Mesa Mutlafanav, no Hilchas Avelis apply. So the Chachamim must be talking about during the Sudam of Sekes, they assume it's like Mesa Mutlafanav, and then on Tisha B'Av maybe the Hilchas Avelis begin. Yeah, but the problem is, if you're going to say like the Ritva and the Masechah Sofrim, that the din of Mesa Mutlafanav applies throughout Tisha B'Av as well until Chatzos, until Shas Mincha, which is the Shas Nechama, so how could it be that all these Surim of Hilchas Avelis apply B'Shachris? They apply in the morning of Tisha B'Av? If that's the time of Mesa Mutlafanav, and according to the Rambam, when it's Mesa Mutlafanav, no Hilchas Avelis apply, so how could it be that we're like Mesa Mutlafanav in the morning of Tisha B'Av, and yet Hilchas Avelis are applying? This is a question that a number of you asked me during Seder. So I think the answer must be that the Ritva and the Masechah Sofrim are not working with the Rambam. The Ritva and the Masechah Sofrim are assuming, like the Rishonim who disagree with the Rambam. When we discussed the idea of the Sudam of Sekes, and that even if we're owning him during the Sudam of Sekes, that doesn't mean, or if we are owning him during the Sudam of Sekes, then obviously Hilchas Avelis will not kick in then. I said that's what the Rambam holds. I didn't say that's the Halacha. I said that's what the Rambam holds. That's because that's one Shita. But not everyone agrees. The Tur in Yeridei and Simen Shin Mem Aleph quotes the Ramban, who disagrees with the Rambam. The Ramban holds that all Hilchas Avelis apply b'shas misa. What's the Mechayev of Hilchas Avelis? According to the Rambam, the Mechayev is Kvura. It could be the Mechayev is really the misa, but the catalyst that allows the Hilchas Avelis to kick in, to set in, according to the Rambam, is the Kvura. According to the Ramban, the catalyst for the Hilchas Avelis to apply is not the Kfur at all. It's the Misa. The Misa is the Mechayev, and the Hilchas Avelis will all set in B'Shas Misa. The Ramban says there are exceptions. The Ilas HaSanda, Latif HaSarosh, Kfiyas HaMita, there are exceptions to the rule. Any halachos, any Hilchas Avelis that would prevent the Onain from being Osik properly in the Kfura of his mace, so those are not going to apply. The Onain has to put on shoes, because if not, what's he going to do? He's going to go to the Beis HaKfaris in his socks. There are rocks there. It's very hard to be Osek in the Kfuras HaMeis if he can't be Noel Es HaSandal. So Ne'il Es HaSandal will not apply B'Shas Aninus, because it's necessary for the Onin to be Osek in the Kvura. Parenthetically, there are some who want to claim that B'Zman HaZeh we can wear sneakers, so maybe an Onin has to wear sneakers. He can't wear shoes. Ne'il Es HaSandal really, Meikar Adin, should apply according to the Ramban. It's just because Iske HaMeis Nifsodim B'Kach, since the affairs of the Kavura will not be able to be attended to appropriately if the Onin is not going to wear shoes, so that's why it's also for him to wear shoes. But as much as we can wear sneakers, for some of us, sneakers are more comfortable than shoes. It will be easier to be Osek in the Kavura. It probably is much harder to dig a grave if a person is wearing shoes. So some want to suggest that maybe Bizman Azeh, one should have to wear sneakers. Maybe an Onin should have to wear sneakers, because Hilchas Avelis really should apply according to this Ramban. How do we paskin, of course? It's Machlokas, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah. The Ashkenazim passing like this Ramban, that even b'shas anina hilchas avelas do apply. The Sfardim don't, so it could be a machlokas, the Sfardim and the Ashkenazim. The Sfardim would say that there's no question that there are no hilchas avelas that apply b'shas aninus. So we know, and we're not have to wear sneakers. But maybe according to Ramban, there's more of a reason to say you should wear sneakers, because really hilchas avelas should apply b'shas aninus. It's just that we don't want him not to wear shoes, because he won't be able to be osik in the kfura appropriately. But Bizmana said that he can be osik in the kfura even if he's wearing sneakers. Maybe Taki's mechuyah to wear sneakers. Interesting idea to think about. But according to this Ramban, what emerges is that the Ritva and the Maseches Sofrim have a makom for their understanding. According to this Ramban, that there's no stira between aninus and avelos. That really b'shas aninus, all of the hilchas avelos do apply, except for a few minor exceptions. So then what comes out is that we're free to say that from the Sudam of Sekes and beyond, from the Sudam of Sekes until after Chatzos, until Chatzos, on Tisha B'Av, we have a din onen, we have a din of Mesa Mutal Afanav, even though Hilchas Avelos will apply for part of that time. Hilchas Avelos might or might not apply during the Sudam of Sekes. We could say that it applies during the Sudam of Sekes as well. But whether it applies during the Sudam of Sekes or not, the reality is we can say that it does apply during Tisha B'Av. That's not necessarily a contradiction to saying that Dini Aninus will not apply as well. I mean, the simple pshat according to this Ramban is to say that if we'll hold that the Sudam of Sekes is the Sudas Aninus, that we really are viewed as Mesa Mutal Afan of B'Shas, the Sudam of Sekes, then Hilchas Avelos should apply as well.
Doesn't it cause problems according to the Ramban, who holds that the only reason why we don't wash during
right. No, I'm not saying the Ramban l'shitos. All these Rambans are not going together. I'm saying those shitos who go with the Ramban that Hilchas Avelos apply b'shas aninus,
right.
So then they're free to say a different pshat than the Ramban and what the Sudam HaSerkes is about. If you look at the Tur quotes the Ramban and he quotes the Ritz Geis and he quotes from the Ramban. Does he quote other Rishonim? The Tur doesn't quote other Rishon. The Beis Yosef quotes the Smak. Smak agrees with the Ramban that even B'Shas Aninus, the Hilchas Avelos are going to apply. Yeah. So there are other Rishonim. It's not just the Ramban. I think it's Rabbeinu Peretz in his Hagos to the Smak. I'm not sure if it's the Smak himself. I think it's Rabbeinu Peretz, if I'm not mistaken. That's what they quote in the Ramah in Yerodein Shimon Malach. So if you go with this Ramban, that even B'Shas Aninus, all the Hilchas Avelos do apply, so then you're free to say that maybe the Hilchas Aninus kick in B'Shas the Sudam of Sekes, and Hilchas Avelos will also start then. Maybe. And they'll continue until Chatzos and Tisha B'Av. That's when the Shas Nechama starts. That's when Dine Aninus Apoka, that's when they stop and only Hilchas Avelos continue. And that's why Yeshiva Gabikarka perhaps will only apply in the beginning of the day. Maybe Yeshiva Gabikarka has nothing to do with Hilchas Avelos here. It's not B'Shas Nechama. It's not B'Shas Nechama, so it makes no sense to sit on. Especially if you understand that Yeshiva Gabikarka is only a Kiyam in Nechama Avelim, like the Maram in Hilchas Mocha seems to say. So then it doesn't seem logical to sit on the floor as a Kiyam of Nechama Avelim in the morning. It's not a Shas Nechama, so what's going on? He says, we're not sitting on the floor in the morning of Tisha B'Av mitzad nicham avelim, mitam nicham avelim. We're sitting in the mitam that we're viewed as mesa mutal afanav. If we're all owning him on the korban, so just like an owner has to sit on the ground, we also sit on the ground. So that's the reason, and that should continue until Shas Mincha, till the time when you can say nachim, until Chatzos. So until Chatzos, even if you're not saying kinos, l'chor, according to this approach, you really should be sitting on the ground. And at the night of Tisha B'Av, as well, we're also Mesa Mutal Afanav, so even if you're not saying Kinos, you finished Avon, you come home, Chora, there should still be a Chiyah to sit on the ground. So these are the very important nafkamina, very important issues that hinge on this question. Should we assume that we sit on the ground in the morning of Tisha B'Av, the night of Tisha B'Av, in the morning until Chatzos, because it's like Avelu Meshas Nechama? Or should we assume that we sit on the ground because it's like Mesa Mutal Afanav? So if it's like Mesa Mutal Afanav, then it should apply even if we're not saying Kinos. But if it's Vidin Avelim B'Shas Nechamas, then Lechorit should only apply at the time when we're saying Kinos.